Yeah, this is Jeffrey Glenn Stover. I work for AEP Rubber Operations. I've been in the industry for 32 years. I was born October the 13th of 1962. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one in my entire family that's ever done this line of work, and I'm the only one. But, you know, I graduated in 1980 in a town, you know, in Troy, Tennessee, called Central High School. My wife and I both attended school there. But after that, I was driving a truck local, you know, and didn't know much about the river at all. Right. And my family, I could really not rely on anybody because nobody knew. But I just started talking to people that lived in Lake County, which was pretty much, you might say, a river town, mm-hmm. down in Tennessee. Got to meet up with one of my dad's good friends, and he was a chief engineer on a boat. He got talking about the boats, you know, and he had a good life and stuff. And I thought, well, man, I think I want to try this, yeah. You know. And I did. And got offered a job by the captain. I mean, it was funny. I mean, this was back, I started on the boat in January the 12th of 1982. I graduated in 1980.
Right.
But 1982, I got on the first boat, knew nothing about it. But the funny thing to me was I got interviewed by the captain. Over the phone, mm-hmm. He called me. He asked me how tall are you? How much you weigh? You know, what have you been doing? And that's, then he told me to call the office. They set me up a physical to go to Memphis, Tennessee to do my physical. Mm-hmm. And I did, and I passed. So, but within 2 weeks, I was leaving Memphis Airport. My daddy took me, and I was flying to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to get on the first boat.
So how did the captain know to get in touch with you? Did someone gave him your name and
that
information?
Chief engineer that worked for the same company was friends of my dad. They went to church together, mm-hmm. and that's how they exchanged numbers. And he made sure that captain had it. After he got through talking to me, he called the office and said that he'll be calling you so that we can have have a physical set up.
Right, yeah.
And which was kind of wild because today that would not happen.
How would it have happened today?
Today, it'd be a process. It'd be a huge process. First off, they're going to run a background check on you, mm-hmm. to make sure you got nothing against you, as well as they're going to verify you are who you say you are.
Right.
You know, and you got to be physically fit. You know, and even where I work at, man, I mean, you got to have a driver's license and all,
yeah.
a diploma, or you know, you got to have these things in order to work here today. But my career kind of marched on pretty quick because even though I was young, you know, I was 19 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, first time I've ever been away from home too. But
wow.
But anyway, I went on through that, started, and
well, what was that like leaving from Memphis to go out not only away from home but out on this new job? And
yeah, the first time that'd been the first time I've been on a plane, but.
Wow.
You know, and yeah. Here I flew from there to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Got off the plane, arrived at the airport, and there was 12 inches of snow on the ground. I wasn't even used to that.
Right.
And our destiny was where we went was up the Allegheny River, which is above Pittsburgh, so the city front, and only like 30 miles above it. So, and a lot of major work went on there. I had old locks, you know, you had done a lot of your own work without any tug assistance,
mm-hmm.
and we had to spot our own barges, pump off. This was all liquid at that time, you know. And
being oil and...
Oil, yeah.
Mostly oil, or just all oil?
No, it was oil along with, we even had some, we put some gasoline, mm-hmm. along with some jet fuels and some like styrene products, cumene,
mm-hmm.
products like that. And but we were running the Ohio River, we'd run up the upper, we would run to Wood River. We would run ICW east and west, all the lower Miss. And within those 2 years' times, I got my tankerman's license.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to be certified into pumping barges and stuff. And I got that. I started being a tankerman, too, along with being a mate. Worked my way up. And then by the time I was 25 years old, I went to the wheelhouse as a pilot. You know, that's saying something for young at that age, you know. But I had a captain that was willing to work with me, you know, because I worked.